Hello, everyone, and welcome to the eighth game of the A&M Consolidated Tiger football season. The 7-0 Tigers are visiting the Lake Creek Lions at Montgomery ISD Stadium. This is our pregame visit with head coach and athletic director, Coach Lee Fedora. Coach, what a great matchup for the Tigers last week, beating the then undefeated Katy Peyto Panthers 55-17. That was quite a statement to the rest of the district.
I was real proud of our kids. You know, that was going in to see who's going to kind of get in that driver's seat to have a chance to win the district championship. Two teams that are 6-0, and I thought we came out and played great on all three phases. Of course, we had some mistakes that we got to get better, but came away with a victory. We're the only team right now left in district undefeated.
Well, it seems like we talk week in and week out about all the skill positions. Let's start off the comments this week about the offensive line. Earlier in the years, it seemed like the guys were struggling, but they're coming into their own here, if you will, and what a good time to do it going into the home stretch to secure the district title and get into the driver's seat in the playoffs.
Yeah, I've been very pleased with what they're doing. I think Coach Witherwag's done a great job getting things fixed with them, and they've bought into everything. I think they're doing a lot better job in communication up front. That's the main thing. They're communicating on different things that we're seeing, and they're picking up blitz packages and all that type stuff, and been very pleased with what they're doing.
Well, you guys have gotten through the meat of your schedule, it seems like. And Gage Paul had another solid outing with 256 yards passing. He had three touchdowns and one running. I'd had him week in and week out in my fantasy football team.
Yeah, no, he's doing a good job, and what I've been pleased with is how he's been able to scramble and still make great passes to complete. You know, he had a big scramble on that fourth down play and hit Valen Jones in the end zone. Valen made a great catch on that touchdown, and they're doing some great things on that, and I think it's right now they're very focused together when they're out there in practice. Our receivers, our quarterbacks, we work on a lot of scramble drills and things like that, and it's connected well.
Well, Kerry Brooks continues to impress. My goodness, he really has some speed. Once he made the move just past the line of scrimmage, I think it was the second possession of the first quarter, he was gone, and no one could catch him on his way to a one-play drive and an 80-yard touchdown.
Well, I think that was a big changing point for us. You know, to go down and make it 7-0, and then all of a sudden first play for him to bust it and score like that, that got the energy level even more for us and kind of put them out of their comfort zone. And, you know, I was very pleased. It just shows Kerry's that all-around athlete. He can play any position for you.
Well, all around he is, and what a great team player. Not only does he score touchdowns and run the Wildcat for you, but he threw a nice block in the second quarter on that 43-yard pass catch and touchdown by Valen Jones that otherwise may have stopped him short of the goal line. Good patience on Valen's part, letting the play develop, and even better a block by Kerry.
I tell you, that's one thing. Kerry does a great job when you have him in the backfield as a tailback. You know, when we're in our passing mode and he's got a block, he's physical. He picks up blocks, and it showed it on that big play. I mean, he lit that guy up and flipped him over. I mean, he's just a great, outstanding player.
Well, Valen Jones had two touchdowns. Nate Floyd and Jalen Walters both added a touchdown. All the touchdowns are special, but how about the fumble recovery for a touchdown by Colton Love?
I thought that was a big play right there for our defense. You know, Sheffield gets the fumble. Causes the fumble, and then all of a sudden Colton picks it up, and, you know, he's picking it up with that broken hand and that type deal, and he does a tremendous job getting in the end zone. That was a big play.
Well, the defense had a stellar game against the number one defense in the district, allowing a total of 219 yards of total offense to the Panthers, 118 yards rushing, 101 yards passing. That was well below the Panthers' average of 466 yards a game.
Well, no doubt, and that just shows what our defense is all about. They're doing a great job, and, you know, I thought they did a great job in tackling. I was very impressed this week how they went and wrapped up and got the guys to the ground, and what was great seeing the number of our guys flying around to the football.
Well, one more note about the defense. With the interception and recovery of the fumble for the touchdown, the defense is toward the top of the district in fumbles recovered and number one in interception. That speaks very highly of just how good they have been.
And that's a great thing. You know, that's one of our goals on our goal board is to get turnovers, and they've gotten a lot of them. And, you know, it's like I tell our guys each and every week, those turnovers are big game changers. And you know, especially when you – on defense cause a fumble and pick it up and scoop and score, it helps your offense even more and all that, and I'm very pleased with the way they're playing.
Well, before we go to break, talk a little bit about the guys that don't get much recognition from week to week that deserve a mention. In a dominant win like that over a very good team, there must have been several that you saw on film that we haven't talked about.
Well, I think the big thing, and, you know, our kids, we talked about that after the game and after we watched film. I said, you know, I asked them all. I said, guys, which players you think stand out? And they said, Coach, the team stands out. That's the main thing. It ain't about any individual, and it's about the team. And so I'm going to answer it the way they want it answered. You know, it's the whole team playing good together and doing the things. And what I like about them, they said, Coach, we still got to get better in all three phases of our game. We want to see get all those goals on our goal board, all three phases. But the main goal is get that W up top, and that's what they've been able to do so far.
Well, and I think that that speaks highly. Team, talking about team, and that's why you guys are where you are in district right now. Coach, you've got Paytal, Lamar Consolidated, and Huntsville behind you. For all intents and purposes, you're starting your home stretch. Your last three games are against teams that are collectively 7-14 for the season. What do you do day-to-day and week-to-week to keep your team focused?
What's great about it is our guys have bought into my philosophy that – and our philosophy has always been it's not about our opponents, it's about ourselves, how we play. Because I tell them all the time, you go and you look in the NFL, you look at college, some teams are supposed to blow somebody out and they go in and they're not focused. All of a sudden they get upset. And our guys have done a tremendous job. They're not worried about our opponent. They want to come out and play our style of football, get out there and do what we got to do. And as long as we do that, we feel like we can beat anybody.
Lake Creek is a bit more of a running team than passing. Their running back, senior Levi Ryan, has 86 carries for 505 yards, which is good enough for six in the district. What are his tendencies?
Big thing that he does a great job of is he will run you over. If you just come in soft to try to tackle him, he's going to run you over and plant you and that type deal. And so another thing, and we talk about it each and every week, we do a lot of tackle circuit during the week, you know, making sure we're wrapping up and getting the guy to the ground, and that's one thing we've been focused on all week long.
Is he a quick runner? Is he fast? Does he have acceleration? Does he go around the edge a lot, or is he just a power runner up the middle?
I think he's a little bit of both. He's one of those guys that when you come up, if you kind of dance around and that, he can spin off of you and hit the crease and that type deal. So it's one of those things, facing another good tailback because, you know, he's got the ranking in our district of what he's done, and we just got to go do our job and wrap him up.
Throwing the ball, their junior quarterback, Nathan Gunn, is 72 for 138, 967 yards, 10 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. With Consolidated being leading the district in interceptions, there may be an opportunity there. How good is the quarterback, and are there things that you picked up on film this week that the defense will be able to do against him?
Well, he's done a good job. The interceptions that he's had sometimes is pressure on him, getting pressure on him, and that's one thing we're trying to do with our defensive front is get pressure on the quarterback because, like our secondary will tell you, a lot of times when we get those interceptions, it's because it's what our defensive front did, putting the pressure on him, and that's the main thing we got to do and read their keys to make sure when they do different things in their secondary because there's one or two plays that they've done that we've worked on to put a different defensive coverage in on that to help protect that.
They have two young receivers in junior Bryce Linscombe and sophomore Blake Wiley that are in the top 10 in the district. What is their skill set? What are they good at? Is it hands, speed, good routes? What is it?
I think it's a little bit of both. They've got good hands. They go up and take the ball with their hands. They're not one to just cradle it in their body and that type deal. So the one thing we've worked hard on this week in defense is, you know, if we're in some man coverage, we're not sitting there looking in the backfield. Or, you know, even if we're in zone, once we get into a coverage in zone, sometimes it ends up being like a man coverage. And you can't be staring back there at the quarterback because then that's the way they can do a double move on you and get by you.
If there is a bright spot on the Lake Creek Lions team, it would have to be the punt returner. Number two in the district, Bryce Jones, has 11 returns for 352 yards, an average of 32 yards per return. One return was 86 yards for a touchdown. He could be proved to be a challenge for your kickoff team.
Well, there's no doubt. We worked on it all on Wednesday. You know, we watched a lot of special teams film, and we saw he is a guy that can take it to the end zone anytime. And that's another thing we talked about. You go down, you be lazy on those coverages and that. They got a guy that can take it to the house at any time, and that's where we're going to be flying down, breaking down, wrapping up.
Well, defensively speaking, it seems that everyone that you've played has tried to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback due to all of your skill position players and how dangerous it is to get the ball in their hands. Do you expect anything different this week from Lake Creek?
Well, you know, what's kind of been different this week for us is, you know, watching their defense, doing everything. It's almost exactly like watching Katy Petto. They do soft man. They do a lot of the same coverage. But like we told our guys, we can prepare for all that. That's been like 2 weeks preparing for it because that's what we got. But who knows? We may go out there and they come out in an even front, do different things different. But great thing is when you're this far in the season, you've seen every defense that you could face, and our guys are prepared for that.
Well, finally, talk a little bit about offensive tendencies and defensive tendencies, both sides of the ball. What do you see on film that you guys are going to be able to exploit?
Well, the big thing on our offense side of the ball is if they're going to play that soft man, you're going to see a lot of different things that we're going to do, because when they do that soft man, that means they put a lot in the box and you've got to throw the football. And great thing is, it's not just one or two receivers that are making big plays. It's been spread around throughout the week and throughout the year on all guys getting a lot of touchdown catches and all that. Then on the defense side of the ball, main thing we've got to do is when you look at them, they've been pretty balanced in the run game and the passing game. You know, they can do both. And again, what you like about when you played this long of the year, you faced all different type of stuff, so you're prepared for all that.
Coach, we always appreciate the time. Stay tuned, and after the break, we'll take you out to Montgomery ISD Stadium, where I will be joined by Mike Wright with the starting lineups. Kickoff is just moments away. I'm Mark Green, and you're listening to A&M Consolidated Tiger Football.